Pantheon health-wise?
Good. A lot better than I did 5 months ago. It was a good off-season for me, and that's, you know, if you've read anything that's been written so far this off-season, it's all about my health, and that's my biggest goal this off-season is becoming more durable, being able to be there 16 times next year, and you know, that's pretty much my main goal this offseason.
Well, what can you do to change that, though? I mean, you know, the injury in New Orleans, you could argue, was kind of fluke.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is bad luck. But at the same time, you know, I like to think that, you know, throughout the offseason, we've had a great program in terms of becoming more durable, a lot of stretching, you know, just becoming more limber. You know, when my body's put in those situations, you know, I am tackled funny. There's a little bit more give. So, you know, hopefully I'll be more durable and, you know, be able to be out there for 16 games next year. Yeah, no, it was a lot of just really getting my body. You know, I think this is the first time in my career I haven't, you know, felt like I come back in April in the best shape. You know, it's, I'm in great shape. I can go out here and run, but at the same time, I'm not peaking in the middle of April or in June when, you know, we're out there running around in shorts and it's, you look great running around, but then halfway through the year, you know, you're on the decline. So it's, this year my main focus is being about getting ready for August and September. And, you know, we can say all we want right now in April, but the only way I'm going to get this behind me is by going out there in September and playing until January.
Sort of maturation steps that you've seen from Teddy? I know you guys were together, one in California.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that's come in from day one and, you know, been that mature guy. And, you know, by him getting the guys together and, you know, asking me if we could go out to California and if I mind hosting everybody out there and, you know, getting a group of us together to have fun, you know, spend a little bit of time away from here together, but also to, you know, put in some work. And, you know, we threw it around a little bit, but mainly just had fun and, you know, got to know each other.
How different is this year where you know Coach Zimmer, you're familiar with his system, versus last year when everyone was just kind of feeling around?
Well, I feel like any time you're in a system and you go through a coaching change, everybody's a lot more comfortable the second year. And, you know, you always see a big jump that second year. And the bottom line is we need to make a big jump because we were 7-9 last year. We missed the playoffs. So if we just get a little bit better, you know, we need to go out and, you know, our goal is to win the NFC North. And everybody knows the teams in our division and the tough competition that we have. So if we just take a little bit of a jump forward, we're not going to catch those guys. So it's important for us going into the second year that, you know, we do make a big jump. It's always exciting, especially on Thursday night, because, you know, it's, I think that's the last 3 years we've had two first-round picks. And, you know, the one constant that you know watching the draft with those guys upstairs running is they're going to go find guys that are great football players that fit in here in the locker room, you know, high-character guys that are going to come in and help us win football games.
Are you falling asleep before the end of the first round in the last 3 years?
No. I mean, I definitely didn't fall asleep on Thursday 5 years ago when I was watching. And then every year since, we've taken a guy and then gone back, you know, starting with Harrison and then getting, you know, Sharif, Xavier, and Cordero, and then the guys last year. So it's, you know, always exciting. You make sure you watch all 32 picks. If you would have gone to sleep last year, you'd have missed Teddy at 32. So, you know, I'll definitely make sure I'm watching all 32 picks to see what happens.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you.